the Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Winding down the coach's conversation here this morning as we continue from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Last interview here on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner, and that belongs to Laverne Stanton Stevens. Wolverines travel to Mount Juliet, a 35-19 loss there. A ballyhooed Golden Bears team offensively. They said, you know, they're very efficient, this, that, and the other. You caused them some problems last night, I hear.
Well, we played hard last night, and our kids are learning how hard they need to play. We just have to start working on our mental mistakes and the little things. And we have one glaring weakness right now, and that's our punt team. We are just not getting doing a good job of executing in the punt game. So our kickoff return, our kickoff cover, our punt return, all those are good, but our punting team right now is a glaring weakness.
Coach, you go into a game like that, you get down by a couple of scores, I've talked to Oakland's Thomas McDaniel about this morning. You can go one of two ways.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
You can fold the tents and then it can be a runaway. But your kids, and we were just talking with John about that last night, your kids battled back and put 19 on the board and didn't quit. And I know as a coach that's something you're proud to see.
It is. And you know, the county in general, if you look at all the teams in the county, at least that part of it we're starting to be able to match. Rutherford County has a good reputation as far as it goes, as the teams are going to play hard from the beginning to the end. Our kids are starting to pick up that too. Now, there's some other areas we have to continue to catch up in, but, you know, if you're not going to play hard and play with the expectation of winning, you don't have a chance. So our kids are giving themselves a chance. We just have to – sometimes we tend to overcoach as coaches and try to come up with these elaborate schemes that our kids are just looking at as like, Coach, I'm not really getting that, you know. And so sometimes we have to simplify things. And Coach Lucier, my high school football coach, a guy I worked with and is over at Father Ryan, been doing a great job over there, had – you know, and I know he didn't invent it, but he used to say it all the time, KISS, keep it simple, stupid. And, sometimes as coaches, we don't keep it simple enough for our kids to be able to go out and execute at a high level. So, we'll be taking a page out of Coach Lucier's book and keeping it simple.
Well, you give a kid – that's just like giving a pre-algebra kid some trigonometry to do.
Yes.
You know, that's what you're kind of talking about. You have to take baby steps to get to that point.
Exactly. You know, it's a building process, and if you try to add on you add on too fast, too quickly, then it all tends to start to crumble, and you have to start back over. So we have to be careful of how much we're throwing at the kids as far as scheme-wise. But I'm going to keep saying this over and over. They are playing hard. They are playing four quarters, and that is fun to coach. Last night, I had got so wrapped up into the last part of the game that I stopped managing the clock, and I didn't realize the clock was about to run out. Because the kids were playing so hard and they were really – I mean, we were really into the game until the time ran out. And when I mean into the game, we still had some catching up to do, but our kids were still trying to win and trying to play hard even when the last seconds ticked off the clock, and that's what is important.
Well, I know you didn't get that every game last year.
No.
And that was one thing. And that's, again, those steps to build a program. You want that consistency from, you know, the start of the first quarter to the last seconds on the fourth quarter clock.
Yes, definitely. And you know, if you're coaching, per se, and I mean you're directing traffic, it's almost like a air traffic controller. You're out there telling this guy to do this and that guy to do that, and you're really into it. The kids are into it. That's what makes high school football fun. When your kids, you can tell that they're having fun. We had a young kid, a freshman quarterback, Jalen Miller, playing some, And I guess it was at halftime, he runs by me and says, "Great play calling, coach." And I'm kind of looking at him like, young man, do you not realize we're losing 21-6 right now? And but he was just so happy and enthused to be playing and to be out there competing. You could just see the emotion coming out of the young man. And that's always fun to see when you've got a young kid like that and he's just jacked up about the whole thought of, man, I'm playing varsity football on a Friday night.
You know, this may sound really silly, but, you know, my daughter's in third grade, and she's going through this multiplication thing, you know, and then you've got to have that base for multiplication,
yes,
for math,
yes,
for the rest of the way through. And when she gets it and you see that light come on, you really – this is a great moment.
Yes.
And that, you're seeing some of that with these kids.
Absolutely, absolutely. When they you know, in the locker room after the game, when you've got kids who – you can tell it means something when you got – kids in there crying, and the emotion comes out because they went in with the expectation to win. They fought hard to win, and it didn't work out their way, and the emotion of it is still there. And, you know, as a coach, you know that those are the signs that you have to have to show that you're moving from point A to point B. And, you know, we've got those signs. We've got kids looking, and they've got that look in their eye. Coach, we really want to win. Just tell us what to do. And that's a really good feeling as a football coach.
And in a season, and football season, it's short in many respects, and it's very long in others. As you get toward the midway point, when you can go from A to B and then B to C, boy, you've really made a big jump. And when you can see that progression every week, are you seeing that?
We're seeing progression every week. We're getting better. It's almost like we just need to keep playing games. So, you know, I know at the end of the 10, if we could play a couple of more, that'll push us even further in the direction that we need to go. These young men, they just need to keep playing football games. And the more games we play, I think the better we're going to get. And, you know, we may get on a roll at some point. And you never know once you get on that roll, that ball – you know, it starts bouncing your way and those passes get tipped into your hands and, you know, things just start going for you. Will that happen? I don't know. But I'll tell you, these boys believe it might. And that's what we need to have.
And the belief, unfortunately, for many different reasons, whatever, that was kind of the mentality of Laverne football.
Yes.
If one bad thing happens, well, what's going to happen next,
right,
bad? Instead
right.
of looking about how can we get back on track.
Right. Well, my staff in general, I've got a bunch of very positive guys, and they're all used to winning. Coordinator Brent Bledsoe played at Virginia Tech. Receiver coach played at Alabama. You know, I've got guys who've played in college. Western Coach Groom played at Western Kentucky. I've had guys who have played and are used to playing at a high level and having success. So their attitudes about it are, hey, we expect you to be successful also, and that's how we're going to coach you. So our kids get coached in a positive manner, but, you know, we won't accept them saying, well, okay, maybe we're not supposed to win this, so it's okay for me to take a play off or to not give my best effort. Our kids are starting to get it. Our coaches are preaching it over and over. We just have to make a couple of more adjustments, like I said, in the punt game for one. And there are some other things that hopefully our young kids will stop making mistakes of a blown coverage. You know, they're supposed to be going back when they come up, or they're not rotating over far enough in the secondary. So it's things like that are correctable, that are coachable, and that you expect young kids to make those mistakes.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that this morning, because that was one thing that I wanted to talk about, was the fact you go into the fourth quarter down 35-6 and you put 13 more on the board. To me, that showed, and just from my fan perspective, that shows a progression. You know, that shows a move from A to B, you know, or whatever the case. So now you get to jump back into district play.
Doesn't feel like we really jumped out going to Mount Juliet.
I bet it didn't, yeah.
So it is what it is. And last year I was thinking, wow, we need to get out of this district play and have a stretch out of it. Because we couldn't get them to play the way at the level we needed them to play at last year. So it made it really tough from week to week because the competition never dropped. It was always at an extremely high level. This year we've had good competition, but at the same time we're playing much harder. We're playing up to our competition, and we're playing more physical. We're playing tougher. And we can handle it a little better this year. Playing one good team after another, which is what we're doing. But last year, the program was not in the condition to do that. And this year, we're getting better. We're playing much better.
I guess Laverne's oldest rival comes into your place. At least you get the gate, and a lot of fans will be there. It ought to be a great atmosphere.
It should be a great atmosphere, and we're hoping for a pretty good game too. You know, this may be the year that our kids can start to say, "Wait a minute. We may be able to play with Smyrna, and we may actually be able to beat them." And with that kind of mentality, you should get a competitive game that starts to turn back into a rivalry. It's hard to call it a rivalry when you've won once, maybe twice. I think it's just one time. And most of the losses are one-sided losses. So we're trying to get this thing and make it competitive and make it an actual rivalry. And maybe we can win one or two every now and then and keep Smyrna guessing as to what they're going to get when they show up to Laverne.
Well, it's, I guess, their shortest road trip of the year. You know, they just travel across Smyrna. The city limits is right there as you drive into Laverne High School. So.
Yes.
You know, it's. I think it's going to be a great atmosphere, big gate, and that's always the one you want to host because that usually means a lot of folks.
It does, and that helps pay the bill.
Yeah, you got to keep the lights on, don't you?
You got to keep the lights turned on, and you know, Coach Ash is on me all the time about being careful with how much money we spend. So he'll be happy, hopefully, after Friday night because we will have made a good gate and a possible win. So. I'm looking forward to this game.
Well, I know that y'all are already back at work, but you've got your beautiful family in here this morning.
And, yes, I do.
I know last year, but back and forth and all that, you know, at least things are settling down in that respect for you too now.
Yeah, it's settling down, and they wanted to come in and see what Daddy does in the mornings on Saturday. And, you know, I keep telling them about the food we get here at the Cedar Bucket. And so I said, well, we'll go on down there this morning. You guys can eat.
I saw some empty plates over there.
Yeah,
they're all right.
My kids can eat.
How old are they?
My son Stanton is 12. He goes to Laverne Middle. And my daughter LaShonda is 9, and she goes to David Urey. And my son Landon is 7, and he goes to David Urey. And my wife is an educational assistant at David Urey.
Oh, okay.
So it's worked out pretty well for us right now. And, you know, now the only drawback, we hadn't been a chance – because we've been doing so much moving around and different things, they haven't had a chance to really get involved in the athletic programs. And they wanted to play this year for the Laverne Youth League, but it looks like we're going to have to wait till next year to do that. But, you know, things are settling in. We're enjoying Middle Tennessee.
Well, I have a 12 and a 9-year-old, so I know what you mean about feeding them, too.
Yes, they are at that age where they just want to eat, eat, eat.
That's right. Coach, appreciate you coming in this morning, and look for a big crowd. Laverne fans, get out and support this team on Friday night. Smyrna coming to town, always a big time. Coach, again, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
All right. That is Coach Stanton Stevens in to talk with us this morning. And, again, they host the Smyrna Bulldogs on Friday night.